All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, January 14th of 2026. Looking ahead here, we have a four-game NHL slate, seven-game NBA slate. We have 12 matches of tennis tonight. We also have League of Legends tonight, and we have golf teeing off for the first tournament of 2026 tomorrow morning. So, should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions, get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and to get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. And then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So you can tune in any one of those days to get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up on the screen. We had one question come in prior to the show. It is a bit of a long question, which is totally okay. So should give us some time to get through this while we wait for more questions to roll in. All right. First question. I frequently enter multiple 20 max contests along with a few single entry contests per slate. I want all the 20 max contests to have unique lineups, but I also want the single entry lineups to be eligible for inclusion in the 20 max contests. If they rank high enough, I use a single and MME template and disable the avoid duplicates across lineup groups option. This setup allows the single lineups to be included in the MME group in one of the 20 max contests. However, the drawback is that when I adjust minimax exposure settings, it affects the single group as well. If I use a separate group for each contest template, the min max exposure adjustments don't impact the single contests. The downside here is that if I disable avoid duplicates across lineup groups, I end up with the same lineups appearing across many of the 20 maxes, and sometimes even my single entries are duplicated. What would be the best approach to achieve what I am aiming for? Okay. So if I'm following along correctly, basically what this user wants is they want to have a unique lineup in their 20 maxes across all 20 maxes, and then they want to have the single entries be unique amongst each other, but be able to be used in the 20 maxes. So that's kind of the vibe I'm getting here. The way I would try to do this first is I would use a custom template. And I would probably do something like this, where I would say create a lineup group for all of my contests where my entries is 20. And then I would do a second rule here. So this is going to be like the 20 max logic, 20 max. And then this second one is going to say create a lineup group for each of my contests. I'm actually not sure now. Ah, man, this is hard. Okay, I'm going to go with my original thought, and then we're going to see where that takes us. So my thought was, if you want the 20s to be unique, then you group them all together, right? And then what you can do is you can do the same thing for your, you can do a group for each contest where my entries equals one, and then call this single entry. So what would happen in this template? Name this 20 and single entry example. Is say you're playing two 20 maxes. Okay, the 20 maxes would be grouped together, and then say you're also playing two single entries. The single entries, it would look like this. 20 maxes get grouped together. Single entries are by themselves. And then what I would do is I would turn off avoid duplicates across lineup groups. That way the single entries could, in fact, go into the 20 max. The only downside to this is that technically a single lineup could be the best lineup for both of your single entries. However, I don't think that is extremely likely. And for that reason, I would be willing to try this method. Because with turning off the toggle for avoid duplicates, now the single entries can go in there. And then also these single entries are grouped individually, which means that any exposures that you set that are not 0 or 100 will only go to the group with 40 lineups, right? Because if I group these single entries together, so in case you didn't know, any exposures that are between 1 and 99 only go to non-single entry groups. So if this has two lineups, okay, then any exposure gets sent to it. If this only has one lineup, then 0 or 100 has to be set. So if I set that 80% to Murray, that is not going to go to the single entry. But if I set a 0 to Murray, that does go to the single entry. Similarly, if I set a 20%, but I have two lineups in this group, now the 20% goes here. So there's a couple different things here going on. I would really try this way, and I would see if, keyword if, you end up getting the same lineup in your single entries. I think it is worth trying and seeing if that, how often that occurs, because it could happen, but if it's not happening very often, then I think it is something that you can kind of use. But if you notice it happening a lot, then I would want to go back and kind of start from the beginning and see what you can do in this scenario. So those are my thoughts there. That is definitely where I would start. All right, next question. Hi, Andrew. I noticed lately, or at least the last couple slates, the sim is putting guys in that are not ideal plays and are scoring like 6 to 10 points and ruining my lineups. Why would it do that? I'm just letting the sim do its thing and not making any adjustments. What should I be doing? This is like a little hard to say. You know, guys are going to bust or do bad. I think like maybe one example from yesterday would be somebody like Josh Okogie. You know, Okogie gets announced starting for Houston. I think he ended up playing like 13 minutes. He was a decent value play. You know, those things suck. Those things happen. It is within the range of outcomes, unfortunately. Like Okogie projected for 16 points. He's min salary here, right? 3K. He was projected for 25 minutes as a starter and didn't end up playing that much. You know, that's just kind of part of it. Unfortunately, he had like a floor outcome, which is like his like 25th percentile. I don't think there's going to be great ways of avoiding that. You know, a spot start at min salary is generally a good thing. So what you could do is try like a min projection filter. You know, if you wanted to, like, hey, I want to play players with a projection over 17, and that way he doesn't even get considered. Some of these kind of volatile, lower salary, lower projected plays, that's something that you could consider, right? That'll put you on players who are basically expected to play more minutes, probably a little bit safer plays overall. So I think maybe a min projection filter in this case could really help you. All right. So far, so good. Knocked out a couple of questions here. Why don't we knock out a slate demo? So why don't we look at golf? Yeah, we have first golf tournament tomorrow. As far as up front, I wouldn't really do too much here. You know, nice big player pool. Don't have to worry about duplication too much. Going to kind of trust the sims, let it do its thing. So I'm going to make two adjustments to my ownerships here to unlock the build lineups button. Just going to build 500 lineups here for the sake of time. build however many lineups your plan allows you to build is the important message. I just lower it for the sake of time so we don't have to let it sit here and run as long. So gonna kick off this build. Looks like lineups are building and lineups are loading now. Nice quick build. All right. So in the post build, 500 lineups. For this, I'm just going to use Unique's one Saber score. I would recommend portfolio diversity as long as you have an entry file uploaded so we know what contest you're playing. That's the most important thing here. But again, to the post build, let's say I'm building 20 lineups for the Sony. All right. Great. I come in here. I'm going to sort by exposure and I'm going to look at my lineups here. So aggregate metrics are like totally up to you. I think Saber score projection are great, especially if you're on starter. If you're on ultimate, I would include an ROI one. I don't really need this salary one. I didn't run any contest sims here, so I'm not going to set that up. But getting into the post build, I always recommend sorting by exposure, looking at positive leverage plays, looking at negative leverage plays. These are the most important things that you want to verify. Hey, do I agree with the players we are not playing? Do I agree with the players we are taking a stand on? And then do I agree with the players that are in the most lineups, right? So like for instance here, Russell Henley is our fourth highest exposure, but we're basically neutral leverage, right? So that's why it's important to kind of hit exposure, hit positive leverage, and hit negative leverage. If you don't have any opinions, great. You know, take what the sim gives you, save it, upload it. Gonna have nice competitive lineups right out of the gate. If you care a little bit more, spend a little bit of time here analyzing this. Feel free to tinker with the minimax exposures to kind of dial things into your liking. And once you are ready, click that save button, download your lineups in the upper left, and you'll be all set. So there's a quick little slate demo for you guys there. With that said, we are caught up with questions in Discord and YouTube chat. Knocked out a slate demo. Still a little bit loud here at the house. Apologies. Should be done by the end of the week here. So looking forward to hanging out with you guys a little bit longer and doing some more shows. But for now, we're going to get out of here a little bit early. Appreciate you guys tuning in. And until tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, I'll see you then. Take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.